The assembly just barely advanced the advisory referendum on whether Wisconsin needs capital punishment. If the Senate goes along with some small changes, residents would be asked this November whether they support the death penalty for first-degree intentional murder convictions backed up by DNA evidence. Nina Republican Dean Coffert supports the death penalty because he thinks it deters crime and helps bring closure to the families of murder victims. But he says this is really about getting the people's input.
We're asking the citizens of the state for some guidance on this social and, to some people, moral issue.
La Crosse Democrat Jennifer Schilling called the move a colossal failure. Schilling's parents were murdered, but she says people shouldn't assume she wants this kind of revenge against their killer.
That forever closes the possibility that those of us who are survivors might be able to figure out how to forgive. We have lost enough already. Don't take away that option for healing, please.
If voters do recommend the death penalty, lawmakers would still have to pass it, and the governor would have to sign it into law. Democratic Governor Jim Doyle opposes the death penalty. Doyle's Republican opponent, Congressman Mark Green, favors it. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.